This is World Roots on the BBC with me, Lucy Duran. And this month we visit the Atlantic islands of Cape Verde with unique recordings that we made on location there in 2009, starting with words and music from Cape Verdean composer and singer Antero Simas.
Cabo Verde, com todos os problemas, a pobreza...
Cape Verde, with all its problems, the poverty, the drought, presents us with a challenge. That is what gives us strength to fight. And the songs talk exactly about that. In this song, I ask Cape Verde, take my blood, irrigate your fields, so that flowers can be born. It's a love song for Cape Verde.
Canção de amor para Cabo Verde. Oi, Cabo Verde, boquinhador mais sublime. Oi, Cabo Verde, boquinha angústia, minha paixão. Minha vida nasce de desafio, de bom clima ingrato, ponta de ferro é bonanha peito, custo para luta é bonanhas braço, boquinha guerra, minha doce amor. Estende-vos braço, vou tomar minha sangue, vou regar o chão, vou florir. Para terra longe, bem capaz nós, vou comer seu e vos filho, num doce abraço de paz. Maio, naquele dia de festa, um crecolá, São João na pico, crepatu, na ribeira de Julião. Vulcão na praia Santa Maria, vale baú na Boa Vista, morna nho gênio, nho sono e claro. Naquele dia de festa, um crecolá, São João na pico, crepatu, na ribeira de Julião. Vulcão na praia, Santa Maria, vale baú na Boa Vista, morna, nho gênio, nho sono e claro.
One of Cape Verde's most important composers, Antero Simas, singing one of his most important songs, Doce Guerra. Cape Verde sits 800 miles south of Gran Canaria and 250 miles west of Senegal. And the story of this small country is, as Antero said, all about struggle. Struggle against the elements, the sea, and the extraordinary landscape that make up the archipelago. It's also a story about arrival and, most importantly, departure. The music that's made these 18 Atlantic islands famous is Morna, and Morna is all about departure and the longing of the departed for their extraordinary homeland. 450,000 people live on the 9 inhabited islands of Cape Verde, and nearly 5 times that number live abroad. Cape Verdeans who left searching for a better life in America and Europe.
Cape Verde é um afrondoso, sonhado na meia da clã, seis ramas paior na mundo inteiro. Cada folha um filho querido, parti para nos para aventurar, para um futuro mais feliz e dignidade. Cabo Verde é um ar frondoso, sumiado na meia da telã, seis ramas paior na munite. Cada folha um fiz querido, parti para longe para aventurar, para um futuro mais feliz e dignidade. Nós é um povo unido na paz e moraveza. Cabe nos cantinho querido, verso de amor e saudade, paraíso de Atlântico. É um povo unido na paz e moraveza. Café, nos cantinho querido, berço de amor e saudade, paraíso de Atlântico.
The most famous voice of Cape Verde, Cesária Évora, singing her song Atlantic Paradise. She sings, Cape Verde is a broad-leafed tree planted in the middle of the Atlantic. Its branches have spread out throughout the world. Each leaf is a beloved son who's gone far in search of a better and more dignified future. The island that most visitors to Cape Verde first step foot on is Sal. 50 years ago, only 1,000 people lived on the island, and it's easy to see why. It's bleak, largely flat, I've seen about 5 trees, and it's very windy. Sal means salt, and before tourism, that's what went on. The Portuguese occupied Cape Verde for nearly 400 years, and it was salt from this island that provided for the whole of their empire. It was from this airport, built by Mussolini, that South African Airways used to refuel during apartheid. Nowadays, it's the landing strip for dozens of charter flights. One of only 3 islands with white sandy beaches, Sal is now a growing tourist destination for Europeans, many of whom come here and here only, never venturing to the extraordinary beauty of the other islands. And so, having arrived in Sal, I soon departed, heading south for the island of Santiago. For me, the Cape Verdean island of Sal was all about departure. I arrived and soon departed for this island, Santiago. It was on Santiago that the Portuguese first settled, and it was in the old city, Cidade Velha, that Cape Verde's first African inhabitants arrived, slaves from West Africa. My guide on Santiago was a musician, a lawyer, a politician, and a hotelier, Xisto Almeida.
This was the first city that the Portuguese established in Cape Verde. This church where we are is the Nossa Senhora do Rosário. There is a same a church like this in Brazil, in
Salvador
da Bahia, that is a Nossa Senhora do Rosário dos Pretos.
Well, let's go into the church, because it's clearly a very old, beautiful old room with tiles. It's very unornate, it's very simple. So it's interesting, Xisto, this town that you brought me to, Cidade Velha,
yes,
is infamous for its slavery. This was the point where, yes, the slaves came in. And wherever you find slavery, you always find the church. They were always connected, weren't,
yes,
they, the church?
Because the church was always with the people that run the economy. The people that own
the power.
Yes, with the power. The people that own the lands. The people that own the sugar cane and the other products that they use at that time. And at that time, the economy of this city, Cidade Velha, was strong. Yes.
The most significant place in Cidade Velha has got to be the pillory where they, yes, sold the slaves, the Pelourinho.
I don't know if you know the origin of the name Pelourinho.
No, I don't.
Because the origin is the origin of the pillar, that is the origin of the Roman
pillar.
The pillar, yes, the significancy of the power. And the Pelourinho was the place that significated the power of the city.
So here, right by the sea, with these dramatic mountains, black mountains behind us, and these tall palm trees, and this really very beautiful spot, is this symbol of
the power
and the place where the slaves were sold and were punished.
Yes.
This pillory right here. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a pillar of some three meters, and it's made of marble, and it's standing on three marble steps. And at the top of it is what looks like a metal
symbol of the crown.
That's what it is. Yes. Is this place where the slaves came in, Xisto?
Yes, because this was the port.
And so the slaves would just come straight off the sea here.
Yes.
And then go up and then be tied to this pillory.
They keep the slaves here to be sold. Some of the slaves that stay here, because the most of the slaves passed through here. Some people that they keep here, that they Christianize.
Because they say that Santiago is the most African of all the islands.
It is really the most African island of Cape Verde.
Se para nos antepassados, esses
just a short stroll away from the pillory, the pillar where they punished and where they also sold the slaves, here in Ciudad Velha, the first settlement of the island of Santiago, is this small black-stoned beach. Just behind us, facing the sea, is a small private cultural center where the group who are playing the music that we're listening to now is performing a style of music which is very typical of Cape Verde, very typical of this island, Santiago. It's called Batuque. The name of the group is Nos Heranza, which means our heritage. And in fact, the song that they're doing now is actually about the pillory. It's about the place where the slaves were tortured. What are they actually singing, Xisto, in this song, which is called Nos Antepasados, Our Ancestors?
Our ancestors is the slaves that came from Africa.
So that's what they're saying.
Yes. They built the pelourinho as a repression symbol. They punish people with whip and noose.
So they punish people with the whips and with a noose. So they hung the slaves.
They hung the slaves, yes.
So batuque, it's women who do it. We're going to ask them why it's only women who do batuque. But it's clearly a kind of a protest music.
Yes. It's a kind of music that they use for criticism, anything that is wrong, fighting for their rights.
It's quite a place where we are, full of history, this place. I mean, maybe on this very spot where we're standing, for instance, Sir Francis Drake came here. He landed right here on this shore in 1585.
He bombed Ciudad Velha.
And there, this place, this town.
This place, yes. And there was, in the history, a lot of struggles between the French and the Portuguese, between the French and the Spanish, between the French and the British.
Well, let's go and listen to the batuque of this group of Nos Heranza. Let's find out a little more about batuque and how old it is. Maybe it dates back to the time even when Francis Drake stopped off here. Who knows? This music, batuque, is real women's culture. This group is called Nos Heranza, which means our heritage. And it's eight women sitting in a semicircle with the pillows that they bang on in a combination of two against three rhythms. Xisto, can you ask them why it is that women, it's women who play batuque?
At the time of the slaves, the women, they were in the quintal.
In the backyard.
In the backyard, yes. And they have time to the manifestation of their culture. So the men, they were working a hard work.
What, on the plantations?
And the plantation, yes.
The women slaves weren't working? I mean, the women slaves must have also had a really hard time.
Uh-huh.
They had
a very hard life, but when they have a little time, they use it with batuque for the manifestation of their culture.
So when you're banging on these pillows, it looks like you're having lots of fun, but maybe you're also kind of letting out your anger about something.
Sim. Pamode nuta vive batuco, pamode nuta xintinho.
There is two sides. One side is so funny, and the other side, they have the criticism of everything that is bad.
O que está mal nuta critica através de batuco.
Do you think that batuque is a really old form of music?
Nuta entende, mas batuque, se nuta fala. Primeira manifestação cultural que
batuque is the first culture manifestation of Cape Verde. They think that it started when Cape Verde was discovered, and when they bring the slaves from Africa, and they introduced the batuque. At that time, they don't have anything to.
No pillow.
No pillow. It's only on their legs and their chest, yes.
So they're just body yes. percussion.
Uh-huh, body percussion, yes.
You're listening to World Roots on the BBC with me, Lucy Duran. There's more from Cape Verde after this.
BBC.
Is America facing a new threat?
Now, almost 10 years post 9/11, we are seeing homegrown terrorism like never before.
And the revival of an old one.
Beginning in 2009, we start to see an explosion in radical right-wing groups of several different types.
BBC correspondent Johnny Diamond examines the next big challenge to US security from Islamic radicals and right-wing militias.
It's very small, but some say it is on the rise. And this time, it's coming from inside America itself.
America's own extremists. Online from the 28th of June at bbcworldservice.com.
You're never too far away from finding out the latest news from around the world with a bulletin every half hour and one coming up in just a moment here on BBC World Service.
I'm Lucy Duran, and coming up on World Roots in a moment, I'll be continuing my journey around the islands of Cape Verde. I'll be spending most of my time in a place that Cape Verdeans have been desperate to escape from, the tiny and remote island of Brava. But it's also the birthplace of the sad, wistful style called Morna. And I'll be finding out about the country's most famous composer of Morna, Eugenio Tavares. But first, the news.
BBC News with Nick Kelly. The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has given the first high-level official confirmation that the United States is taking part in negotiations with the Taliban. He said the peace talks involved foreign military officials, especially from the United States, but gave no details as to whether the discussions involved Taliban officials with authority or a go-between. Engineers at the Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan have suspended an operation to clean radioactive water there only hours after it began because of a rapid rise in radiation. More than 100,000 tons of water, enough to fill 40 Olympic-sized swimming pools, built up during efforts to cool the reactors that were damaged in the earthquake and tsunami in March. South Korean troops have fired at a South Korean civilian airliner after mistaking it for a North Korean military plane. The soldiers fired nearly 100 rifle rounds as the Asiana Airlines flight from China came into land at Seoul's international airport, but the plane landed safely. The British Army is facing a surge in applications for voluntary redundancy. According to figures obtained by the Daily Telegraph newspaper, more than 900 soldiers have applied. The Army had asked for only 500 volunteers. Among those volunteering for redundancy are senior officers earmarked for promotion. Reports from Syria say troops have entered another village in their effort to quell the opposition to the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Anti-government activists said tanks and soldiers firing machine guns swept into Badama, close to the Turkish border. And leaders of the reformist movement in Morocco are to go ahead with nationwide demonstrations on Sunday, despite constitutional changes announced by King Mohammed. The king said his reforms would curb his own powers and increase the authority of the prime minister and parliament. Critics want any new constitution to be drawn up by a democratically elected committee and not by people appointed by the king. BBC News.
I'm Lucy Duran, and welcome back to World Roots from Cape Verde. If the island of Santiago represents the arrival of people to Cape Verde, the archipelago's island that most represents departure is called Brava. It's also one of the country's least accessible places. And from Santiago, I needed to take a small plane to nearby Fogo Island and then a deep-sea fishing trawler. You can hear that we are just setting off from the port. So we're about to head out into the choppy, choppy waters of the Atlantic. And we're going to Brava because that's where the most famous composer of morna, of the typical, the classical sound of the Cape Verde Islands, comes from, or came from. He died in the mid-19th century.
Morna is the genre that most closely identifies itself with Cape Verde. A famous Cape Verdean poet called Jorge Barbosa wrote about the despair of wanting to stay but having to leave. And this tragedy is what Morna represents. Our love and our despair having to abandon the islands because of droughts and the lack of work and the need to run after a better life.
Yeah.
Visiting 6 of the 9 inhabited Cape Verdean islands for World Roots, nowhere felt quite like Brava. Brava is not only remote, but there's very little to do there. And it's fitting that it's become the adopted home of Morna. It's not on the tourist trail. The airport was closed years ago. The runway was just too dangerous. And generations of islanders have given up trying to make a living there and headed for America, mainly Rhode Island. We were met off the fishing boat by John. Like many others, he left for America as a young man. But he's come back, retiring to his island home, and he's even paid a retainer by the American government to help with immigration matters. He drove us up the mountain to our hotel in the little town of Nova Sintra, a cold place, usually shrouded in cloud, and curiously full of bored and slightly intimidating young men, dressed like your average gangster rapper. To make things worse, it turns out that the good men of Brava leave for America never to return. The bad ones, though, they commit crimes in the US and get deported back to Brava. John had arranged for a well-known group of musicians to come to our hotel and entertain us and, bizarrely, the Chinese ambassador to Cape Verde, who was also visiting the island. Here on the island of Brava, it really feels like another world, and it also feels like another era. These are 5 brothers who are called Irmãos Unidos, and they're playing 2 violas, which are guitars with 10 to 12 strings. There's also a guitar, there's the cavaquinho, which is a 4-string, very small guitar, and a violin. It's not just the sound of the music that makes it feel like another era, it's also because they're wearing white shirts with black trousers and bow ties, and they look like they're a hotel band from the 1940s. That was probably the most famous morna ever. It's called Hora de Bay, the hour of departure, and it's a very poignant song about that agonizing moment when you have to decide where maybe you don't even have the choice of whether you stay on this island or you emigrate. The composer of that song was Cape Verde's most famous morna composer,
Eugene Tavares,
who was from this island, Brava.
Originally from Brava.
Brava, the wild island and the forgotten island, John.
Yep, it is.
What do you know about morna?
There's a lot of things in morna. Pain, human suffering, lover, departures, and all kinds of things.
There's obviously something special about this island, about Brava, about the forgotten island that has made it so well known as a place where the morna has been developed as a style of music.
Eugene Tavares make this island special. After he started to write morna, and a lot of people pay attention to those morna, and a lot of people wanted to come in here to hear the morna and to know about the Eugene Tavares and see, we call Brava Island of the Eugene Tavares.
So the composer, Eugenio Tavares, has really put this island on the map because of his compositions.
Definitely.
I wanted to find out more about this legend of Brava, the composer Eugenio Tavares. Walking through the cobbled streets of the very sleepy town of Nova Sintra, John took me to the rather grandly titled Museum of Eugenio Tavares. It was closed, although John assured me there's nothing in it anyway. Outside the small house, which is where Tavares lived, was a fiberglass statue of an elegant man with an impressive moustache, writing with a quill a poem to Brava. The poem talks about the beauty of Brava and how it was formed from lava and fire. Everyone who leaves always wants to come back. Like so many Bravans, Tavares knew all about leaving the island. It happened to him more than once. The first time, he fled. An official of the Portuguese tax department, his books didn't balance, and he was faced with a spell in jail or a new life in America. Some say he was something of a Robin Hood figure, refusing to take money off poor people and give it to greedy colonial masters. John recounted the story of Tavares's escape.
The soldiers surround the house, and the Eugene Tavares shaved the beard and
shaved his beard off.
He dressed up as a lady, and he passed by those soldiers, and he went to port, get the boat, and to escape to the United States, to New Bedford in Massachusetts.
Basically, he got through the soldiers by being dressed as a woman.
Yes. And he came back a few years after, but the Brava at that time was not so good because the rain season was not rain at all for a few years.
So there was a drought
here. It was a drought, very huge drought at that time. And he went back to United States. He didn't want to go, but he had to go. It was no choice.
So back
he had
to America.
Go. He went back to America. A few years after, it started to rain again, and everything was good. In Brava, he came back. He stayed forever, till he died.
Bem de praia da guarda, no sul de mar e de ser, trazer minha alma cansola. Uma de pé, tudo em acreti. Bem de praia da guarda, na sul de mar e de ser, trazer minha alma cansola. Uma de pé, tudo em acreti. Mar, ele é mulher, crê tanto como a crenha crê. Nada margulha dal beijo che, mesmo na boca de mar ele é mulher, crê tanto como a crenha crece. Nada margulha dal beijo che, mesmo na boca de mar. Debaixo de mar azul, mocha, mocha tá sangra, margulha, trazer na mão, coração de corá. Debaixo de mar azul, mocha, mocha tá sangra, margulha, trazer na mão. Coração de corá, crioula, ganhou sem pena. Esse coração é um flor, é um coração de serena, morto, pobrinho de amor. Crioula, ganhou sem pena. Esse coração é um flor. É coração de serena, morto, pobrinho de amor. Bem de praia da guarda, na sul de mar e de ser, trazer minha alma consolado, com a de peito de minha crede. Mar, ele é mulher, crê tanto como a crenha crece, nada margulhando al beijo che, mesmo na boca de mar. Crioula, canhos tem pena, esse coração é um flor, é um coração de serena. Oh, pobrinho de amor.
Novosintra seems to be shrouded in thick, wet cloud most of the time. But if you drive across the mountain and down the other side, you break through the cloud, the temperature soars, and the scenery takes your breath away. On the other side of the island is a small port of Fashandagua, where American whaling ships would put in and pick up supplies and crew from Brava. It's a small, deserted seaside village surrounded by mountains and on one side, the old disused airport. It's the port where so many of Brava's inhabitants bade farewell to the island. Some left from the port, never to return, some were lost at sea, and a few came back, like Eugenio Tavares. That was a song, Praia d'Água, sung by the Bravan singer-songwriter Vava, recorded specially for World Roots. Vava was recommended to us as a young musician who stayed on the island and dedicated himself to the more traditional styles of Cape Verdean music. I asked Vava if he'd been influenced by Eugenio Tavares.
He influenced me to do this, to dedicate myself to music and to pass on the message. I sing a lot of different songs, but of all the songs that I sing, I find that those of Eugenio Tavares touch a larger audience. They're always requesting his songs.
Can you play a song for us that tells about life here in Brava and about your life?
Now I'm going to sing one of my own songs. It is a song that I made for my mom, in fact, for all the mothers of Brava and all the mothers of Cape Verde. It's called Mine.
Maybe it's the fathers who are emigrating from this island and the mothers stay?
Always. The fathers like to have a good time. You know, when they leave, they see a lot of beautiful women and they forget about our mothers.
So mothers are somehow especially important because they're the ones that stay here on the island.
That is why I wrote this song for them.
Orti incremo c'è, ma è butta dentro tutto, pus palavre divina, dentro botte in sentimento, c'han contabile sbullamento, cate in lugar pa maldadi ma, so amori bondadi, coração di saudade. Da sonha com felicidade, mas buta entender tudo, bus palavra divina, tem tubo, tem sentimento, chan contáveis por lamento, cá tem lugar pra maldade, mas só amor e bondade, coração de saudade. Da sonha com felicidade. Mas para tudo que poder fazer bom. E pouco para tudo que botei feito mim. Por isso tá cantado. Com tudo forçadinha ser. Di fundo di mia alma, ma è so pochi in crema c'è. Ma è butta intende tutto, pus palavre divina. Dentro botte in sentimento, c'han contabile sbullamento. Ca tem lugar pa maldade, ma so amor e bondade. Coração de saudade, a sonha com felicidade.
John, it seems that a lot of the songs by the composer Eugenio Tavares are actually about the sea.
The Morna has a lot to do with the immigration. The Morna has a lot to do with the people coming and go. Ocean was meaning a lot to him. The way the people left the family, some left the girlfriend, some left the son and daughters, and so this has meant a lot to him. So that's the reason he mentioned in the ocean lots, I think.
Let's ask the Irmãos Unidos, to the five brothers, to do one more Eugenio Tavares song, one more Morna for us. What will it be?
Mar Eterno. Ocean without the end.
Without an end.
I think Eugenio was in San Vicente, where this American yacht came to San Vicente. He met this girl from the United States, from America. The owner of the yacht took the daughter away from Eugene because
he didn't want them to get
married.
He
didn't want to get married, to get involved with Eugene. Eugene was a poor man. The only way to take the Eugene away from the daughter is to take her off with the daughter back to the United States.
And so he composed this song, Mar Eterno.
Mar Eterno, because her.
A song of heartbreak.
Yes.
The lyrics, they say, oh sea, eternal, bottomless, endless sea with your giant waves. How have I wronged you, O sea? When the ocean sees me, it becomes agitated, smashing its waves against the rocks. Can you hear the voice of my suffering? My love, I want to hold you in my arms, close to my heart. So here, up in Nova Sintra, up in the hills of Brava, of the wild island, these are the five brothers, the Irmãos Unidos, and they're playing one of the most famous mornas from this island, and it's called Mar Eterno.
Eu digo sempre que a morna é de facto.
I always say that morna is in fact the symbol of national unity here in Cape Verde. It is sung in all the islands, and even the young people that nowadays don't really care too much for morna, when they start playing music, they sing the morna. If a Cape Verdean abroad listens to morna, he cries. Morna is in fact what most identifies a Cape Verdean.
Mais identifica o Cabo Verdeano. É o género musical que mais nos identifica em todas as ilhas.
Oh, mar eterno, sem fundo. Sem fundo.
This month's World Roots was presented by me, Lucy Duran, and it was produced by James Parkin for the BBC.